Welcome to Blackness in the Workplace, the podcast. The mission of Blackness in the Workplace is to empower Black professionals by providing resources, guidance, and support within a safe space to speak truth to power about the uniqueness of our shared experiences and identities. I am your host, as well as founder of Blackness in the Workplace, Jessica, and I got something to say. So welcome, and let's get the show started. All right, everyone. Welcome to the very last episode of Season 1's Blackness in the Workplace, the podcast. There is so much to cover. I don't even know where to begin. I am recording this episode Saturday, November 7th, 2020, which means that we are most certainly going to be talking about this election. We're going to be talking about my feelings behind this election. We are really going to get into that, but, you know, first things first, I really want to start off with saying that this is the last episode for this season, so this is going to be my thoughts, a summary of my thoughts, and then we'll go from there. This year, 2020, has been a brutal year for a lot of people, and I want to acknowledge that. For me, this year has been a mixed bag. I am very blessed that I did not lose my job, that I did not have a cut in pay. So that has allowed me to build this platform, to bootstrap this platform, and to grow this platform in a way that I would not have been able to if I did not have my job. I also am very grateful for my health. There was a lot of realignment that I had to do with, you know, working out and eating healthy because I was slacking on that. So I was able to do those things, really grow my career and do a lot of things successfully. So I have to acknowledge that for me, this year has been a mixed bag. On the social scene, for Black people especially, this has been a year of a lot of Black pain. You know, we can start it with, personally for me, this year started with the death of Kobe Bryant. Yes, I know that he's an athlete, but he was an icon. And when he and his daughter and those other people died, it just kind of created this snowball effect where there was a lot of big name Black folks who passed away this year. I mean, I'm just going to name them off in no particular order. You had Kobe, you had John Lewis. You had the death of non-celebrities, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor. I mean, just so many. And then, of course, Chadwick Boseman was another brother who, when he died, that just threw me. That threw me because he was Black Panther. And then to know that he died, he had cancer. And to know that he was putting out all this great content while he was so sick just broke my heart because nobody knew. And I look at him and I'm like, I have to keep working. I have to keep trying. I have to keep going because there were days where I was just so exhausted. I'm working a full-time job. I'm doing Blackness in the Workplace. I'm doing a podcast and trying to build a consulting business. I'm trying to get my health right. And then you have all this stress and craziness of this year. And when I learned about what happened to him, I was like, well, I have no excuse. I have to keep working. I have to keep going. And It's just been that year for everybody. So I want to acknowledge that for the listeners. But I also want to say I am so amazed at how far this platform has gone in such a short amount of time. When I first started Blackness in the Workplace, this started off back in 2019 as a podcast. Welcome, everyone. So this episode is the final episode in the series. And as I started the first episode of Season 1 of the podcast, or just me introducing myself, no guests, just me talking, I also wanted to end the series with just me talking and sharing my thoughts and wrapping everything up. So I'm recording this episode on Saturday, November 7th, which means that I most certainly am going to be talking about the election and my thoughts behind that. However, I definitely want to start with this kind of wrapping up this year, what this year has meant to me, and kind of going into my thoughts about 2020 in terms of the election. So again, this is just me talking, no guests, just Jessica. So this year, 2020 has been a very brutal year for a lot of people, Black, white, whatever. But for Black people especially, this year has been just very, very hard. There's a lot that is going on in our communities. We have been hard hit by COVID. We have been hit by the economic fallout that has resulted from, folks losing their jobs. And when this all started happening in the beginning of the year, I knew that this was going to affect Black people disproportionately. There is a quote that, you know, when America gets the cold, Black America gets the flu. And it's very true. We always bear the brunt of the things that happens here. And, you know, and I have to acknowledge that. I also have to acknowledge that for me personally, this year has been a year of challenges, but also a year of blessings. You know, I have to acknowledge that there was a lot of things that I was able to accomplish this year that I didn't even necessarily set out to accomplish this year. I just took advantage of a lot of different things that happened. I mean, I completed a number of projects that I set out to do, and I was able to create this platform. I was able to start this podcast. I interviewed a lot of really great people. I connected with a lot of great people, and I will continue to do so. I was able to do a lot of promotion for Blackness in the workplace this year, really getting the word out, doing a lot of interviews, doing podcast episodes, just really promoting the brand and what Blackness in the workplace is all about. And I am just amazed at how many people have supported this. I'm so grateful. You know, when I started Blackness in the Workplace, it started off as a podcast back in 2019. It started off as a blog in 2019, just a blog where I was just writing about my career journey, just giving advice. That's it. And after the negative experiences that I had with other jobs, that's what the blog was about. I mean, if you've been following Blackness in the Workplace, you know my story. I start with the podcast in the first episode talking about where I come from and why I started this. And then 2020 happened. And my goals for 2020 were very different. I mean, I was in a relationship going into 2020 that I had to end because it wasn't going anywhere. I had a number of career goals. And, you know, when it comes to goals, you have to be able to pivot. But where I'm at now with Blackness in the Workplace was not at all where I thought it would be when I came into this year. And, you know, this year, again, has been very brutal. While I have been able to keep my employment, you know, which allowed me to bootstrap my platform, a lot of people haven't been. And Black America has really been impacted by so much. This year just felt like 20 years wrapped up in one. Every month felt like its own year. And there was always some craziness. There was always something happening. We'll start with Black Death. We'll talk about that. I mean, the Black community, again, was hit. You know, it started with the death of Kobe Bryant. You know, Kobe Bryant was an icon in the Black community and in sports. And the way he died, the way his daughter died, the other people who have died, that was tragic. And it just kept going from there. Then you had COVID that came through, and then job loss. And so many of our Black brothers and sisters are already struggling, already trying to pay the bills, the rent. Now we're in a rent crisis, and Black people are, you know, losing their homes and don't know where they're going. And then we losing more and more Black people. We lost John Lewis. And then you had, you know, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. You had Ahmaud Arbery. I mean, there's so many names. And I'm doing this podcast. I'm just winging this episode. I didn't even write down the names of all the Black people who died this year alone. It's just overwhelming. And then you start to see these Black Lives Matter protests. And that warmed my heart because all of that was Black people, Black women leading the charge behind that. And it demonstrated how much of a resiliency our people have. And you started seeing companies and start seeing this wave of accountability happening with companies. Now, I've talked about this before on this podcast. I don't think every company is being sincere. I don't believe everyone's being sincere about their Black Lives Matter commitment. And we'll talk about how that translated into the election later on here. But you're starting to see this shift that's happening. And I want to continue to see that. And you have seeing some of the benefits of that. And again, we'll talk about that a little later. I am happy that with Blackness in the Workplace, I was able to do my part in promoting Black Lives Matter, promoting Black professionals. My niche is Black professionals, is being that advocate for Black people in the workplace, talking about the issues that affect us. So in that respect, this is me doing my part. This is me contributing to that narrative in the way that I know how, the way that I can. And when I started Blackness in the Workplace as a platform, again, that was not on my list of things to do this year, but God spoke to me and said that this is something that you need to do. It can't just be a blog anymore. It needs to be a platform. It needs to be a community, a movement, a voice, and you need to do this. And so I did it. It was hard creating the website. I did that by myself. I had people help edit the verbiage, but I built that website. And when I built the website, again, the podcast was never even on my list of things to do. But after talking to a few people, it was like, you have to do a podcast as well. And I'm like, well, I'm thinking you had to have a lot of money to do it. I mean, I don't have a lot of money to do much of anything. But after talking to people and learning that the barrier of entry is so low, then I created this podcast. And then when I created it, I was like, is anyone going to be a guest? I mean, who's going to speak on my podcast? Don't nobody know me. But I've had some amazing guests on the podcast. Everyone that I've reached out to, by and large, has agreed to be on the episodes, whether it's season one or season two, which will start in January. I have a lot of really great content. And we'll get to that. But I want to give a thanks. I really do. I want to step back and just say thank you to everybody who has rocked with Blackness in the Workplace. Whether you came in from the beginning, you was always there, or you just are getting put on game. I want to thank you for, you know, visiting our website, signing up, being a member. I encourage everyone to go into the tea room. Go into the tea room and talk. This is a safe space that's cultivated for you. I thank people who listen to the podcast and enjoy the content that is being put out there. I want to thank people who follow us on Twitter. If you don't follow Blackness in the Workplace on Twitter, you're missing out. Twitter is lit. That's where a lot of good conversations are held, even better than LinkedIn. So again, if you're not on Twitter and you're not following Blackness in the Workplace, you need to follow us on Twitter. Nowhere else, follow us on Twitter. I want to thank the people who follow us on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. We're on all those pages. I mean, there's been tremendous amount of love and support. I want to give a shout out again to the people who are on the podcast episodes. I mean, I'm not going to name off all the names, but we have had some really good mini series this first season. And I didn't even think we could even do that. I didn't think we could produce any of that. I mean, we had mini series on rebuilding Black Wall Street that we just completed, employment law. We did our mini series on PIPs, which was something that was really important for me personally to put out there. We had episodes where we talked about spirituality and Black Lives Matter and performative allyship. And those people who came on, a lot of these people who came on were people who I knew personally. People who are out there doing the work who agreed to be on. But then there was other people who were like, hey, I want to do this. I want to be a part of this. So that's such a humbling experience. And I'm really excited about season two. I mean, I posted on Twitter that, you know, this was the last mini series. Rebuilding Black Wall Street was the last mini series of the podcast. And I had people freaking out like, whoa, you tell them you're done with the podcast. And I said, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I mean, season one this year is done. You know, I'm taking a break after December 6th, where this episode airs, of course. I'm taking December 2020 off. because I need to rest, you know what I'm saying? I've been going at it like crazy. And I need time to recharge so that I can bring a freshness to Blackness in the workplace as I work to elevate the platform in whatever way I can. And so don't worry, season two is coming. And I'm super excited about the content in season two. More information about season two will be coming, but just know that there are some mini series that I'm developing right now that I am really, really excited to share with you. And as you have been following the podcast, there's so much content that's not necessarily about the workplace. We rebuilding Black Wall Street is talking about building Black wealth. We have so much coming for you. Spirituality, things that are really important to me, I share on the podcast. So I'm just really humbled at how this has grown. And I'm excited for 2021 for so many different reasons now. And, you know, I went into 2020 and none of this was on my goals. And now look where we are. The interviews that I've done, the podcast episodes that I've done everything in my power to help promote and to grow Blackness in the workplace, because I really believe in what we're doing here and centering Black professionals and making sure that their needs are met. It's so important that we do this work, because there are so many people who have come to me, who have messaged me and said, look, I don't have a voice and you are speaking the truth. And I'm so glad someone is talking and speaking up and out about these things. And my promise is that I continue to do that, you know, and I'm not going to stop. I realize the power in the voice and the power in the movement, and we are going to keep going. So thank you from the bottom of my heart that you have rocked with Blackness in the workplace and that you will continue to do so, because there's so much more that's coming. Now, with all that said, I want to kind of move into talking about the election, because again, today is Saturday, November 7th. And I waited to record this episode because I really wanted to make sure who won the White House. So unless you've been living under a rock, you know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have won the presidency. And that makes me very happy. So I want to play something right now that I've been watching the celebrations and things like that. So before I get into this, I really want to play something for you, because it really speaks to my values and to my views and how I felt about this election.
Good evening. Ella Baker, a giant of the civil rights movement, left us with this wisdom: give people light and they will find the way. Give people light. Those are words for our time. Just a week ago, yesterday, was the third anniversary of the events in Charlottesville. Close your eyes, remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis. Remember seeing those Klansmen. Remember coming out of fields with lighted torches, veins bulging, spewing the same anti-Semitic bile that occurred throughout the 30s. Remember the violent clash that ensued between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. Remember what the president said when asked? He said there were very fine people on both sides. It was a wake-up call for us as a country. And for me, call to action.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. And some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
What's wrong with the world? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's an inconsiderate drama. Only attracted to things that bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living. In the USA, the KKK. I believe they're still hating Blacks today. Because if you only have love for your own race, it
discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how hate works and operates. Man, you gotta have love if you set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Will you just turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me, questioning. Where is the love?
So that right there is a Joe Biden after he won the election. And if you listen to what he says, I mean, there's so much I can talk about, but you know, he said that essentially what happened in Charlottesville, and then you had our, you know, Trump, they were talking to Trump and they said, well, how do you feel? And he said, well, it's good people on both sides. And I remember watching that and I'm thinking to myself, how in the hell can you look at something like that and say that there's good people on both sides? And I am very anti-Trump. I'm very progressive. Blackness in the workplace, we are extremely progressive. We are LGBT affirming. We don't believe in homophobia. We support feminism, intersectionality. we are all those different things. So we run very blue. And I am very excited about Joe Biden being president. Now, I'm going to be very honest about my personal feelings. My vote for Joe Biden wasn't a vote for Joe Biden so much as it was a vote against Trump. And I think that is the view of the majority of Americans who voted for Biden anyway. Trump has been the absolute worst president that this country has ever had. Quite frankly, I'm very disgusted that he even became president in the first place. The vast majority of white America, even white women who like to claim that they're allies and feminists and all that other crap, voted for Trump. They voted for Trump again. The vast majority of white people, 50% of white people voted for Trump again. And if it wasn't for major cities in the United States, Milwaukee, that's where I'm from, Detroit, Philly, Baltimore, LA, Seattle, Atlanta, like Minneapolis, if it wasn't for those major cities, Trump still would have been president. And if we break that down even more, Black people, Black women are the reasons why we are getting our democracy back. Stacey Abrams, if you don't know who she is, you need to really read up on her. Stacey Abrams is the reason why Biden won Georgia. She was running for governor a few years back, and thanks to voter suppression, she did not win. And what she did, that was probably the greatest comeback anybody's ever done. She got over 800 people, mostly Black people who had been disenfranchised, registered for voting, and she pushed them through. And they flipped Georgia and made Georgia blue. And that's the first time Georgia has been blue since the early 90s. So what you saw with this election, this is history. This is Black America doing what we do best. We suit up and we work and fight to save democracy. And Black America has always done that. And when Black America wins, we all win. And the irony of that is that our people never really benefit from democracy, and yet we are always the ones saving it. Again, this is a year where you are seeing so much Black death, so much Black suffering, so much Black exhaustion, where COVID has disproportionately impacted our communities. More Black people and Latinos are dying from it than any other group. Then we're also being hit from the economic impact of COVID, losing jobs, evictions and savings and everything else. Our wealth is being wiped out. Then you have a president who's racist, who's a white supremacist, who has been endorsed by white supremacists, who refuses to call out white supremacists. We're tired. We are tired. Black people are tired. But if anybody's going to get it done, it's going to be Black people. It's going to be Black women, specifically. That is what we do. It's like, look, get out of the way. We'll take care of it. So Biden, the Democrats owe a huge favor to Black people. That's not to say other groups of people. Yes, there was a huge coalition. You had Latinos in Arizona and Nevada and Philly to help bring out. Of course. But the Democratic Party will be nothing without the support of Black America, especially Black women. 95% of Black women are Democrats. So it is a good day. I have been very exhausted this whole week leading up to this. I have not slept. If you follow Blackness in the Workplace on Twitter, we've been tweeting up a storm, just following the results. But I did not want to record this episode until I knew for sure who was going to win. This may sound petty, but I don't care. It feels great. It feels good knowing that Trump will not be president. I don't have rose-colored glasses about Biden and Kamala, but Trump is not president. This man is toxic, not just to America, but to the world. The other countries are looking at us and they're like, what in the hell is going on? Why would you even vote for Trump? No one likes Trump. And now knowing that he's gone, he's not going to be a two-term president. He's not going to be like Obama, who he hates. That just makes me really happy. That makes me happy. And we as a people, we can't get complacent. I think we got complacent when Obama was president. We can't get complacent. We see how easy it is to lose a democracy and how hard we have to fight it back. And so today is a huge win for democracy. And it also makes me happy because as I go into 2021, there are a lot of plans personally and professionally that I'm working on. And I won't speak about them right away. We'll wait until next year. You know, check out season 2 of the podcast. And you definitely will see where things are going. I don't want to ruin everything right away. But there's a lot of plans that I have. And knowing that there is going to be leadership that I trust and leadership that I know will have my best interests in mind makes me making those choices a lot easier. So I'm very excited about 2021. We have a long way to go in this country. I was very disgusted that so many white people voted for Trump. You know, in the neighborhood that I live in, there's a lot of Trump signs. And so these people think the way they think, and it is what it is. But today is a great day because, you know, we won. And I want to see America become more and more progressive, more and more blue. But we got a lot of work to do. And again, I will do my part with Blackness in the Workplace, whatever way I can, and grow the platform and the space to provide resources to Black professionals and our allies. And allies, I kind of use the word loosely because, again, if we had so many allies as people claim, it really wouldn't have been such a tight race between Biden and Trump. Trump really should have lost in a landslide, but he didn't. But a win is a win. So we'll let that be there. And like I said, we'll talk more about Black economics and the, you know, the Black voting bloc and what that means going forward in season 2. Again, a lot of great content that's coming. But I'm glad to be able to do this episode because it was critical. I needed to do this. I just needed an episode where it's just me talking and just wrapping up this year. So I'm going to sign off. In the meantime, you know, in between this time and then when we start on season 2, there will be a bit of a break in terms of the blog articles that will be published as well as the podcast. There's still going to be tweeting. There's still going to be, you know, activity on our social media, but I do need a break just so I can recharge and refresh. I encourage everyone to read the blog articles. Keep reading those articles. Listen to the podcast. Rebuilding Black Wall Street is a really good mini series to get you set up on game going into 2021. You know, follow us, be a part of the movement. And again, wait for season 2 to come along. And we're going to be having that content as well. And super excited about that. But again, I just want to give my love and blessings to all of the people who have supported Blackness in the Workplace. I really appreciate it. You have no idea how humbled I am that people are following and people are inquiring and supporting and loving what we're doing out here. And we are, again, we not gonna stop. We are gonna keep growing and going and going and going for as long as we can do so. And I encourage you to support us and to stay with us. So Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa. I just want to thank Black America again for what they did with this election. I'm so happy. I'm so Black women. I love you so much. I love Black women. I love being a Black woman. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. America, the world owes us a huge gratitude. Thank you, Stacey Abrams, for doing what you did. That was a miracle. And to all the nameless Black men and women out in the streets who was registering people to vote and getting things done, thank you so much. And I'm excited about a Biden-Kamala presidency. And I'm even more excited that Donald Trump would not be the president anymore, because he should never have been in the first place. So that's it for me. Again, you guys have a safe and happy new year, and we will be back in 2021. This is Blackness in the Workplace, and we ain't going nowhere. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Blackness in the Workplace, the podcast. So glad to have you with us. Please note that you can follow us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. You can also go to our website at www.blacknessintheworkplace.com for more information. We post our episodes every Sunday for this first season, so please follow us so that you can get the latest and greatest content. If you are interested in continuing this conversation, please go to the Tea Room. On our website is a members-only safe space where you can talk and have dialogue. Until then, remember, our experiences matter.